At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What would you do if the Browns started pinching pennies with all pros? What would you do?
Wow. Well, it would be a dramatic difference. We've seen the Browns, like when anybody's asked to get traded, what have the Browns done? They've just
balked at it.
Yeah.
Except for one guy. One guy they definitely traded after he asked for a trade. Didn't work out our way.
Who are you talking about?
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, but the Baker thing, I don't know. That doesn't
say what you want.
Yeah, that was such a different scenario all the way to get. Like, I know what you're getting at the Pittsburgh Steelers situation, right? Because they have another player who's doing this. The 49ers have
Baker's
had, like,
was a reactionary request.
Yeah, once they started looking at other options. I mean, the 49ers have been this amazingly stacked team that their system got the most out of all these players. And then the minute any of them have a good year, they want a new contract or they are demanding a trade if they don't get that or they'll hold out or whatever.
I want to ask John Grieco about that coming up at 8 o'clock as well, but that's coming up in about last night at 7:45. 216-474-0092. So I'm going through a little bit, not a crisis or anything. I just have a billion questions about this. And we got some people on the phone here. What's Dylan Gabriel doing here? Because you saw Shador, and my depth chart, the unofficial depth chart, if you're that mad about it right now, like, hey, you might be mad about it at the end of training camp and be justified. Because after what we saw to Shador Sanders, if they were to let him off this 53-man roster after what we saw on Friday, I think I'd lose my mind. And go, fine, you guys are exactly who you are. Like, I will tell you this, and I know that this is going to be a deeper conversation. I kind of want to save it. They were asked yesterday afternoon on the show by a caller if they would give up Shador Sanders for a second-round pick right now. I'm not going to tell you my answer right now. I'm going to tell you about it later. But, like, already wild conversations are being thrown around right now. And I saw Shador Sanders on Friday. I go, the possibilities are endless with this young man. And we're just scratching the surface on that. So I'm not moving Joe Flacco, and Joe Flacco is the starter of the season for me. But damn, if you can work with Shador, maybe there is gold, and you could put him in sooner than later and see what the young man has. And it'd be great to be able to dig out of this hole that we're in with Shador Sanders and be able to use those two first-round picks in the future on something else. But, you know, that's pie in the sky still right now. We're one preseason game in. That's a hope. Better than an expectation. But I watched Shador on Friday, and I think you got the same thing. I think you and I are in agreement, and I'm going, what on earth is Dylan Gabriel doing here? Why did you pick him in the third round? Because according to this, what I'm reading from Albert Breer, unless I'm not seeing it all clearly, okay, they did get trade offers for Dylan Gabriel. It makes you feel better maybe about Dylan Gabriel in the moment, but then you took Shedeur Sanders.
No, it really doesn't. It doesn't do that.
No, I think the Browns feel better about Dylan Gabriel in the moment. On Saturday morning, if you're getting trade calls over Dylan Gabriel, it's like, well, okay, we must have got ourselves a guy that a lot of people liked, and we decided that we were going to go up and take this guy. It would have made you feel any better if you were in the front office?
No, it doesn't make me feel better because they need talent now. Like they need to be replenishing, you know, all the drain that they're going to have with all the guys that were supposed to be in that championship window, that Super Bowl window from the last 6 years.
It doesn't make us feel better. It makes the front office feel better. They're as value-driven as they can get. So they're looking at value some way, somehow. So they feel that, I don't know what they feel like. If they could turn Dylan Gabriel into maybe a third next year and another fourth or whatever that could add more draft picks, add more swings to the plate, then I guess that's value. My issue is the same, exact same as yours, going, you got a football team now. Like, guys, we got to get going here. Time's going away. We got 6 years into this thing. You've had two playoff appearances. Now everybody's under 500. Like, you guys got to get going. Fan base is agitated.
Yeah, and I'd like to see whoever is the quarterback next year. If it's Shedeur, if it's, you know, whoever they take in the first round next year. I'd like to see, you know, be nice if whoever they would have taken instead of Dylan Gabriel is in year two next year, and maybe they can hit the ground running a little more.
So for as many people who are saying that they don't need to see Dylan Gabriel, I really, really want to see Dylan Gabriel, because now it needs to make sense. It needs to make sense, because if you're taking a guy and he just, and you're getting draft pick or you're getting draft calls and trade calls about trading for him, why would you take a guy in the third round to try to turn around and make him a fourth round, fifth round, sixth, seventh round pick? That doesn't make sense when you need talent now. But I think a lot of fans would tell me, well, Ken, the Browns have done a lot of things that haven't made sense here over the last how many years? 216-474-0092. Matt on the road, you're first up on the Fan.
Good morning, Cleveland.
Oh, Matt's excited.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing all right. Matt, you go right on ahead, friend.
Well, everybody's sitting there complaining about Shedeur Sanders at the beginning of preseason about how he's so far behind. He can't lead a team. He's not a true football player. He comes out Friday and wows everybody. Now everybody's sitting there complaining about Dylan Gabriel. Why is he here in Cleveland? What's going on? We haven't let this kid take a snap yet as a Cleveland Brown. Yeah, I know we've seen him in practice and stuff like that, and maybe he's been doing good, maybe he hasn't been doing good, but wait until the lights get on top of him and everything else.
Well, I'm just wait a minute. If I'm going by reports that he's really, really bad in practice, do I have a lot of faith that the lights are going to come on and he's all of a sudden going to click? When a guy who was supposed to be that good at the whiteboard and that much of a savant at football, he's supposed to be a gamer?
Hey, you know what? Everybody was boo-hooing on Shedeur Sanders, and look what he did last Friday. That's all I got to say about them. But you guys,
I don't think a lot of people
were
boo-hooing on Shedeur. Go ahead, Matt.
I think they were boo-hooing before that first preseason game. They were, because everybody was saying that he was far behind when it came to the whiteboard and everything else, and they didn't really see him as a natural born leader, and he went out Friday and did great. But anyways, I think we need to get rid of Kenny Pickett and just have Flacco and the two rookies, and then at the end of the year let it decide whether it's Dylan Gabriel that's going to be our future quarterback or Shedeur Sanders. I think it's too early in the season to sit there and actually make a full-on foot on the ground, this is what we're doing, Shedeur Sanders is number one.
I would love that to be the scenario. Let me tell you that, Matt. I would love it to be the scenario, because Kenny Pickett's Kenny Pickett. He doesn't make much money, and he was a fifth-round pick. If it didn't work out, it didn't work out. That's no big deal to me, Matt. Thank you very much for the call. I don't want to see Dylan. This is why I need to see Dylan Gabriel, and I want to see him play well, because I swear to God, I don't want him to be kept on this roster just because he's a third-round pick, because if he goes out there and he sucks against Philadelphia and then in the next preseason game, if he's able to play. Anthony, you know what everybody's going to say. He's only on this team because he's Andrew Berry's third-round pick. I don't want that to be some sort of a confirmation with everybody. So I want, on record, no one will believe me, because the Dylan Gabriel people won't believe me. I want him to play and play well so it makes sense to keep him on the roster. I would much rather have Joe Flacco, Shedeur, Dylan Gabriel.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Then a four-headed thing with Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett, to me, is the easiest one to get rid of. It was a fifth-round pick. Do fifth-round picks all the time. Fine. Shador, I don't know. You just saw a young guy do what he did. You can get tantalized by something like that. You ain't letting go of Shador. Everything that comes with him, you're not letting go of him. Joe, you want to start the season off the right way. Dylan Gabriel is a third-round pick, but I don't want him to be kept just because he's a third-round pick. I don't want that to happen.
No.
So I got to see him play, and I want to see him play well. Because I think we're going to be sitting here at the beginning of the year, and we're probably not going to be a very good football team, and we're going to be going, what the hell do I have this guy on the 53-man roster for when he ain't good enough to play, and you're just basically telling me he's a young Austin Hedges? Where, oh, he knows the game. He knows the game. He's really, really smart. He knows the game. All right. Well, you're the coaches. You're supposed to know the game. I got to get somebody to play.
Well, so he's going to get that opportunity this week, right?
I hope so.
I mean, he was shown throwing the football yesterday at practice, and now they're going to be in Philadelphia.
I really hope. I need it to be proven to me. What you were going to say? What else were we going to say before I take this call? All right, let me go to Nick in Massillon. Nick, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Morning, guys.
Hi, Nick.
You know what? Like I told you before, huge college football fan. I watched Dylan Gabriel's whole career, and I understand this is the pros. But the kid at South Florida he played extremely well, caught as a touch, and went to Oklahoma. And I'm sure Owen remembers he led Texas in the comeback win of the Red River game Oklahoma against Texas to win that in a comeback.
No, then I stopped watching Oregon him after Baker Mayfield.
He actually did. That's, yeah, he's
then
not
he,
being
then he went. Then he went to Oregon. And in 1 year, learned that offense, was the number one offense or number one team most of the year. And everybody seems to forget how he decimated the Ohio State offense in the regular season game with his legs and with his arm.
So why does everybody who's a beat reporter that I trust to know football saying he's sucking up the room in practice? I mean, I can regurgitate his college stats all I want. There's a lot of guys who are really good in college that ended up sucking up the room in the NFL.
No, Ken, I agree. I'm not saying he's going to be all that. All I'm just saying is, I just think the kid needs a fair shot. Is he ready? Maybe not. But I just think if he doesn't make it in Cleveland, I have no doubt in my mind, I think he's going to be a Colt McCoy. He's going to be a great backup in the league for a long time. But I think he just needs a good shot at it, you know, and get his feet wet. But we'll see. You know, I hope the kid makes it. I really do. I just like his career. I thought he was outstanding.
Congratulations on him if he ends up being. Nick, thank you for the call. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited here. Colt McCoy made a lot of money in the NFL being a backup quarterback and is a smart quarterback, no doubt about it. But are we in a position to just draft Colt McCoy in the third round? We had so many guys that we need to fill holes with. Can I ask you guys that? Like,
we're on the same page.
If the ceiling is Colt McCoy, I'm not having a conversation with Tone. I'm having a conversation with all you guys out there. The team was 3-14 last year.
Are there a bunch of people debating you right now?
You got a bunch of holes in the wall. To the phones, it seems that some of the Dylan Gabriel people want to, but I'm going, why are we drafting Colt McCoy? Why are we drafting? You could pick Colt McCoy up on the as a free agent to be a backup. Hell, Kenny Pickett, for all we know, could be the next Colt McCoy. You could have traded a fifth-round pick for your Colt McCoy and Kenny Pickett. I have all these guys Again, you can only play one quarterback. I can play multiple linebackers and offensive linemen. I don't have a need for another offensive line in this last draft. All my guys are getting older. Wyatt Teller's in the last year of his career. Ethan Posick, who knows how much longer he's going to go, seems to be young and sturdy, but we'll get to that. I don't know when Zach Zinter's ever going to be ready to play. Now, I had high hopes for him. DeJuan Jones has some promise. That's one. Jack Conklin, does it not feel like you're on borrowed time with him? He's fantastic, but you never know when he's going to go down. That's just the offensive line as it is. So I could take Dylan Gabriel, and yeah, he's really, really smart. I'm taking him to be Colt McCoy. Felix in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Buenos dias, Ken. How are you?
Same to you, Felix. Doing well. Go ahead.
Man, I watched that game, and Shador, I seen what I seen in Colorado. Honestly, he's a great player. You can still see that he made some mistakes, but he's a great player. I still want to see Gabriel play. And you're making a lot of great points. Honestly, I don't feel like we need Pickett on the team. It would be great for a veteran quarterback like Flacco to take two rookies under their wing. And again, I need to see more out of Gabriel. I need to see something out of Gabriel to warrant why we need him here. Because if Shador continues to play like he's playing, I'm not ready to put him in as a quarterback one. But I could definitely sit him behind Flacco and, have him learn and, stay in that pocket a little bit more. He is mobile, but I don't want to put it all on his, I don't want to ruin him.
I agree.
That's the thing. I don't want to ruin him.
I agree. And as much as I was excited about Shador, and I was, obviously over the moon to the point where the outsiders don't know the origins of Super Bowl, Super Browns that we heard at Abe. By the way, Abe Gordon's birthday was yesterday. Tone Felix, thank you for the call. Which was a weird way to go 6 degrees to Super Bowl Super Browns, where we heard it at his birthday going away party. And then it's turned into its own thing. Thanks to Jason and his friends.
Shador mobility, was it better than you thought it was?
It was about where I thought it would be. I saw him take off at Colorado.
Yeah, he got tracked down a bunch too at Colorado, but he was always running for his life.
I'm not asking him to be Lamar Jackson.
No, I know. I saw some people pointing out, they're like, oh, what happened to, people were acting like he was a truck out there. And I'm like, well, it will look different against the fastest guys, on Sundays during the regular season. Guys are faster, probably.
It's the NFL.
And, he got tracked down in Colorado a bunch, too. People were comparing him to Mahomes mobility-wise. No. I always thought Mahomes was pretty, not that he was fast, but he was special, elusive. Part of it is he had the release from all the different angles. Well, so you always had to be monitoring that he could throw the football at any second.
Well, the fourth down play that Shador had, right? Mahomes did that very early and then stopped doing that. He still does it every once in a while. He also throws the ball away pretty quick out of that. He doesn't do the extra turn and go an extra 5 yards back. He's always forward moving. And that's the difference between him and Shador right now. But Shador's played one preseason game. So,
John Greco, 801, I think that's about as right as anybody could say. I think that for me personally, I think that people, I don't think they do it as much now, but I think earlier in their career, I think they underrated Mahomes' mobility. I think that we're still trying to figure out the people who were overrating the mobility of Shador Sanders. I think they were trying to say that as a selling point. I never wanted Shador Sanders for his mobility. I think that he has talent. I think that you can harness that talent. I do think that he can be a leader. I don't care what people say about his overall win-loss record at Colorado. Colorado sucked out loud as bad as any college football program could suck when they got there 2 years ago. Now going on 3 years ago because we're about to start the new college football season.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.